Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Barakallahu fiik Maulana Salim Saab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna kayda kunna azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we're still continuing with the story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. He was given wisdom in affairs and knowledge of life and its conditions, and also he was given the art of conversation, captivating those who heard him. He was given nobility and self-restraint, which made him an irresistible personality. So his master soon knew that Allah had graced him with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. He understood that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was the most honest, straightforward and noble person he had met in his life. So therefore, he put Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam in charge of his household, honored him and treated him like his son. Now, due to a series of events, it was going to be a big test for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's faith. He ended up in prison. And how all this occurred is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. When he came of age, we granted him wisdom, a keen sense of judgment and knowledge, and thus do we reward those who do good. So, taken aback by his stunning beauty, the woman in whose house he was, Zulaykha, she attempted to seduce Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, to lure him against his will. So what she did is she locked the doors of the room and she said, "Come to me." And he said, "Ma'ad Allah, I seek refuge with Allah. Indeed, my caretaker," you know, either referring to her husband or referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "has treated me honorably. How can I betray him by doing what you ask of me?" So oppressors, and here it means the adulteress, will definitely not succeed. Now she was determined to achieve her objectives from him. And what happens is, when mad and wild passion overtakes an individual, he doesn't see anything, right? And he also would have intended the same had he not seen the proof of his Rabb, had he not been a Nabi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. So in this manner, our fate had decreed the matter so that we averted evil and immorality from him. So indeed, he was from our sincere bondsmen. So, innahu min ibadina al-mukhlasin. We also must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst his ibad din al-mukhlasin, you know, the sincere bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when all this was happening, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam seen the doors are locked, but he raced for the door and he attempted to escape, and she also raced behind him, and in trying to catch him, she grabbed his shirt from the back. But he broke loose and she tore his shirt from the back. Then as they both arrived at the door, they encountered her master, her husband, at the door. And say, you know, walfaya sayyidaha under the bab. And now, in you know, women, they're plotting and planning, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the surah. Then when they encountered the master, she immediately shifted the blame to him, and she said, the only penalty for him who intended evil with your wife, in other words, the one who tried to seduce your wife, is that he be imprisoned, or some other torturous punishment must be given to him. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam at that time defended himself, and he said, "Hiya rawadatni an nafsi." It was she who tried to seduce me against my will. A witness from her family. So it is mentioned in the tafsir, either an infant or there was a wise man who was present there, you know, at the time. They miraculously spoke, and they testified by saying, if his shirt is torn from the front, then she is truthful. Right? Because that means that he's trying to approach her, right? And she's trying to ward him off, and she tears the shirt. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ فَكَذَّبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. However, if his shirt is torn from the back, then she is lying, and he is from among the truthful. So when he, the husband, saw that Yusuf alayhi salam's shirt was torn from the back, so he said, this is definitely from the trickery of you women. So he realized that his wife was guilty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna kayda kunna azim. Very, your trickery, your plotting, your planning is very dangerous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred, didn't say inna kayda ki, just your plotting for that particular woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna kayda kunna. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala included women, you know, in a plural form. So women must be very, very careful, you know, in view of this ayah, that they do not do such acts that they seduce other men, that they allure other men, or they, you know, create such temptation, you know, in other men, that they are drawn towards evil. So the Aziz of Misr, he said, Oh Yusuf, a'ridan hadha, he says, overlook this, do not mention it to anyone. And he told his wife, wastaghfiri li dambik, and O woman, seek forgiveness for your sins. Innaki kunti min al khati'in, you are truly of the wrongdoers, of the sinners. And then the news of the event did somehow get out. You know, sometimes you'll find that you know, as much as you would like to conceal something, and you know, first it may take the event of a rumor or something like that. But anyway, this news of this event got out. So some women of the town, they started speaking, and they said that the minister's wife attempts to seduce her slave against his will. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا. Right? Love is certainly overwhelmed her. Now love also, you get permissible love and you get impermissible love. The love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed is permissible love. Otherwise, it is impermissible love. So in this particular case, it was impermissible, and they all said, inna lanaraha fi dhalalin mubin. So love has certainly overwhelmed her, and in our opinion, she is certainly in manifest error for falling in love with a slave. So when she heard of their backbiting, their plot, she decided to convince them that her attraction for Yusuf alayhi salam was not unfounded. Okay, so she sent for them and prepared a meeting place for them, setting cushions there. So she gave each of them a knife. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينَ وَقَالَتْ يَخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ. And then she told her, Yusuf alayhi salam, now come out before them. When they saw Yusuf alayhi salam, they were taken aback by his beauty, and being astonished at seeing his extreme handsomeness, they cut their hands. وَقَدْ تُطَعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ They cut their hands. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ And they exclaimed, Allah is pure. This cannot be a human, because no human can possibly be so handsome. He must surely be a noble angel. Okay. So, Zulaikha said, this is what you were criticizing for me. So indeed I attempted to seduce him against his will, but he escaped. If he does not do as I command him, he shall certainly be imprisoned, and he will definitely become of those who are humiliated. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, and the words of a Nabi are true. When he said, Rabbi sijnu habba ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. He said, oh my Rabb, the prison is dearer to me than that to which these women call me. If you do not turn their plot away from me, I fear as a human being that I may incline towards them and become of the ignorant by doing what they want. So فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنَّ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ So his Rabb accepted his prayer to preserve his chastity and turn their plot away from him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami' and Alim, and he is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. Then after reviewing the evidence proving Yusuf alayhi salam's innocence, it occurred to the ministers that they should imprison him, send him to prison for a little while, so they can silence the rumors that have been spreading. So thereon, there is a story about two youths who were with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam in the prison. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, didn't accept the illicit proposal, you know, of Zulaikha. But Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam at that court time called out, Ma'adallah, I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, an individual himself is weak. And Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam displayed the absolute trust in Allah, that I seek refuge with Allah. Oh Allah, you are the only one who can save me. So his chastity, he guarded his honor, and he was of such a high status, you know, in his life, and he proved it. And today, you know, I hear our mashayikh say, there are how many Zulaikhas also tempting boys. You know, if you look at the Instagram pages that people talk about, and you look at TikTok, you know, a nation, one alim was saying from Pakistan, who has their daughters dancing on TikTok, that very nation says that they will one day, you know, stand out against the Yahud, and they will do this and that. But the very fiber, you know, of morality and haya and shame, you know, has been completely destroyed, you know, within our ranks, that our young girls are dancing and on TikTok and things like that. How do we expect the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend on us? So there's a great lesson indeed here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all these evils, from temptation, and you know, going near to these evils and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on all of us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.